Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 7th of December. This is 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello. Happy Monday.
I'm glad you're here. And also with me today, the other half, Team Nightmare, Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here. Hope everyone had a good weekend.
Yeah, not bad. Made some cookies. As you may imagine, ooh, I busted out the Star Wars cookie cutters to do so because, hi, I'm Kelly. Clearly, if this is news to you, we have never met. We are here to talk a little bit about some of the things that are coming to Apple TV. So we've got kind of a Media Monday situation. Last we spoke, we talked about some of the things that were coming, and now some of those things are here. So first up, one of the ones that looked really interesting was Earth at Night.
Mariah Carey. Fine. We'll talk about the serious, beautifully shot documentary instead.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
Fine.
I haven't had a chance to watch Earth at Night in Color, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Is the official title. I think the unofficial title is Extended Night Mode Commercial. Because that's kind of what it looks like. Andrew, have you seen any of this?
So I've only seen the first episode so far. But, okay. I mean, for me, I always love a good nature documentary. So mm-hmm. I think it's really good so far. Not to give too many spoilers, although it's just, like I said, a nature
spoilers.
Documentary.
They've released a trailer. It's a bunch of animals in the dark, but we can see them now because it's not totally dark in night mode.
So the first episode was mostly about this lion pack.
Cool.
I think it's called a pride.
It's so a pride
of lions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was really interesting. It's mostly about the mother and her, like dealing with taking care of her three cubs while also having to like kill other animals and feed her family.
Sure.
So it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. It strikes me very much as a Planet Earth style program. Does it kind of give you that vibe?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And
I really liked Planet Earth, by the way. I'm not saying that to be disparaging. I think if it's a lot like Planet Earth, then I'm in. So
oh yeah, and this series is narrated by Tom Hiddleston, so it's nice, like, not only because it's Tom Hiddleston, but it's like, speaking of Planet Earth, he has that same kind of English accent, so yes, it really kind of puts you in that same mind space.
Nice. You're welcome.
I was gonna say, a very classy accent, much like Charlotte.
Can we also talk about just how good Apple has been, or the people that's working for Apple TV Plus have been, at getting people to narrate these things. Mm-hmm. Let's just look at who. So we've had Olivia Colman narrate one,
who is brilliant.
Paul Rudd doing Tiny Small World, which is still my favorite thing ever.
The best mm-hmm. thing, yes.
Particularly given that I discovered, worked it out live on air, and you could literally hear my the brain light bulb going off during the show.
Yes.
Oh my god, it's Ant-Man. So that was fun. But they've had really great people doing this stuff, and I guess it helps if it's, you know, your Apple, and people are like, do you want to talk on this thing for Apple? Most people are going to go yes.
Uh-huh. Well, and, you know,
they've done very well with who they've got to narrate these things.
Yeah. And, you know, I never would have thought of Tom Hiddleston as a narrator, but I listened to the little bit in the trailer, and awesome. So
the trailer is so good.
The trailer is amazing. The way you can tell it was amazing is I went, I had the Apple TV on because we were watching The Mandalorian, and when we were done, I went, oh hey, Mr. Kelly, check out the trailer for this show. Because as soon as we watched Planet Earth, he immediately put the Blu-ray edition of the DVDs on his Christmas list when that was brand new. And so he's, like you, Andrew, he's super into, like, the nature documentary. And he watched it the whole time and didn't look down at Instagram or Facebook or whatever he was doing on his phone. Not once. The whole time it was on.
Wow.
So
nice.
I feel like that's a pretty solid stamp of approval. So I'm waiting until we have time when we can watch it together. So Earth at Night. Now,
In Color.
our in color, our classy British accented person is going to talk to us about a Christmas special.
Mariah Carey.
All right, go. Apparently this is what you watched all weekend, so let's hear it.
No, I spent... While you were all asleep... This is how dedicated I am to the Mac Observer, okay? While you were all asleep in your time zone, I awoke in my time zone to watch the Mariah Carey Apple TV Plus Christmas special.
And?
It's exactly what a Mariah Carey Apple TV Plus Christmas special should look like. It includes Snoop Dogg dressed up as Santa Claus rapping.
Okay. I might be a little less opposed.
No, it's got all sorts of stars in it, and it ends with that song. What else do you want, people? And also, this is a thing that I've actually noticed has gone through quite a few Apple shows, but it was particularly notable in this one. There's some self-deprecation in there as well, which is quite clever. So there's a bit where they talk about... So the whole premise is that Mariah Carey has been sent to the North Pole to save Christmas. Obviously, makes sense. And when she's there, she's confronted with elves. Obviously, makes sense. Yes. And there's a joke. There's a point where the elf is like, okay, we can do this magic concert to save Christmas, but we need a schedule. And Mariah Carey's like, darling, I don't do schedules. And it's like, fair play, Mariah Carey.
Okay, that's probably true. Yeah.
I
thought we were headed for a maps joke, like she was headed for the South Pole and ended up at Santa's house because she was using Apple Maps or something. You know, I don't know.
That would have been good. That would have been good. But no, it was more Mariah Carey as a diva.
Well, that's true. Okay.
I think I said in my little review of it, look, it's probably not going to be your repeat holiday Christmas special, but it got the tone really right for this year between being different, being grateful for what you have, mm-hmm. for acknowledging things are difficult but not like overindulging it. They did it really nicely in the circumstances. Okay. It's totally kind of unoriginal in terms of it's a Christmas special and they do all the Christmas songs you would expect, but it's fun and it's nice and it works.
See, I do enjoy like a standard issue Christmas special. I'm excited.
Of course you do.
I mean, you know. But let's talk about one that has repeat viewing. And for repeat viewing Christmas specials, we have the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Yes. Also on TV Plus now. And it's going to be on, is it PBS?
PBS, yes. Public Broadcasting. Yeah,
So there's going to be a couple of days where it's going to be aired on PBS. And it's free for a couple of days on TV Plus. Mm-hmm. It's going to be available free from December 11th till December 13th. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be on PBS and PBS Kids on December the 13th as well, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, mm-hmm. for those keeping tabs. And so, yeah, I think at some point I'm going to snuggle down with a mince pie and watch this. You know, it's a Charlie Brown Christmas special. What's a girl going to do?
Exactly. You're powerless against it. I mean, really, there's...
What can I do?
Exactly. It's delightful.
So that's the third of the three Christmas specials from Peanuts Christmas specials that are now on TV Plus, and we seem to have got over the conflict that they're only on TV Plus.
Right. Yeah. So all three of the big ones are there. There were other ones where like Charlie Brown Goes to Camp and stuff like that, because I bought the box set of Peanuts specials ages ago. And how long ago? They were only available on DVD. There was no Blu-ray as a thing when I bought them.
Okay, Boomer.
But thanks. But they're filled out with like some of these other specials that are slightly less special than the three that we mostly know about. So another thing that dropped on Apple TV on Friday is something called Stillwater.
Yeah, it's adding to the kind of roster of kid shows on TV Plus. I believe it is about a talking panda. It's based on a series of books. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, Apple is pushing this quite hard. There's been loads of videos, including one I posted today, which is a sing-along. They've done lots of different videos, like on YouTube, from the series as well. They're going quite hard for it, on it, and it's they seem to be backing this one quite a lot. And it's from apparently a very popular genre of kids' books from Scholastic, so there's obviously an audience there. We've discussed numerous times why we think it's very smart that Apple goes big on kid shows, mm-hmm. and this is another part of that, and it involves a panda, so you know, winner.
Yeah. It sounds interesting, and I'm glad it's out.
I'm a fan of pandas.
As you should be. So those are the thing. Those are some of the things that are out right now. At the moment, Apple doesn't have a clear sort of release schedule, so we can see what else has shown up on Apple TV. Those are the ones that we know about. There may be more if you've discovered something recently on Apple TV that we haven't discussed. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Now we're going to talk a little bit about stuff that's been announced that we aren't going to see yet. And the first of those is Surf League. And I don't remember which one of you talked about that one.
Yeah. So. I wrote it up. Okay. I completely forgot about it. so I don't have this page on me. But
so
yeah,
you described it as a 6-part documentary series from the World Surf League and boxing.
Yeah, from the World Surf League. It sounds like it's going to just kind of explore all the top professional surfers around the world and kind of explore their stories, their lives, what they struggled with to get to where they are. And I just think it sounds interesting.
It feels to me, I mean, I admit that I live in the UK where I live in London where, you know, funnily enough, we don't have a big surf culture. Perhaps if I was living in Cornwall on the coast, I would feel differently about this. When I saw Andrew's story on it, I wasn't like, oh, this is one I've got a bookmark to watch. It feels to me like this is one of the shows that Apple does to just show how beautiful it can shoot things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, indeed. Look how beautiful we can make these waves and attractive surf people look.
It's funny that you mentioned that because literally this weekend was when I discovered the Apple TV screensaver of like the waves crashing off the beach, which is right. Amazing in slow motion. So it's funny that you bring up like, look how good waves can look, because I actually sat transfixed by that one like the whole time it was on the screen. It was really cool looking. So we have Surf League coming. We also have a documentary series about a couple of women whose names might be familiar to people.
Yes. So Apple has given a straight-to-series order for a documentary called Gutsy Women. And it's based on a book of
the same name.
And it will be hosted and executive produced by Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton, her daughter. And it sounds like it's going to feature and tell the stories of a cast of women who are like, you know, leaders in their careers. And it's going to be produced by Hidden Light Productions, which is also a company founded by Hillary and Chelsea and Sam Branson.
All right.
So Netflix got the Obamas and Apple has the Clintons.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's where we cool. are. So that, again, no date on that or anything. We've just seen that they've announced that the order's been made for the series. We have one more coming that Charlotte is definitely interested in.
Yes, I'm excited about this one because Juliana Margulies of The Morning Show, she is joining The Morning Show, but you will know her from The Good Wife and also possibly ER.
Yes.
If you are of the appropriate vintage. She's going to join the cast of The Morning Show for Series 2, which is pretty exciting. She's going to play another anchor at their network, which is called UBA News. Mm-hmm. The character's called Laura Peterson. And again, we don't know. This has been... I think probably we should have been seeing the second series of The Morning Show kind of now, a year after the first one came out. Mm-hmm. But obviously, everything's been disrupted, and we're not going to get it till next year. But when we get it, Juliana Margulies will be in there. One of the people who, spoiler alert, will not be in there is Gordon. You pronounce the name. It doesn't work with my accent at all.
I believe you're talking about Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Yes, who was spectacularly good.
Yes,
in the first series of The Morning Show, but if anyone has watched it, you will realize she's not going to be in the second series, but she's going to be in a new movie produced by Reese Witherspoon of The Morning Show. It's going to be a thriller called Surface. So she's going to be in that, which is good. So we still get more of Gugu Mbatha-Raw in on Apple TV Plus because she was spectacular.
Cool. And we have another that is interesting called Acapulco.
Yes. So this is another series order by Apple. It's called Acapulco, and it is a Spanish and English comedy series from Austin Winsberg and Eduardo Cisneros. Now, it's inspired by this movie that came out in 2017, I think it was, called How to Be a Latin Lover. It's going to produce, among other things, by Lionsgate Television. And so I can give you just a short paragraph of what it's going to be about.
Cool.
So it stars a young Mexican man, and his dream comes true when he gets the job of a lifetime at the hottest resort in Acapulco. But he soon realizes the job is far more complicated than he has ever imagined, and all of his beliefs and morals start to be questioned.
Hilarity ensues, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That, again, announced. We have no idea anything about timelines or anything on that. And we have another announcement to discuss. And that is we've heard some pretty reliable indicators that tomorrow we're going to get a press release about something from Apple. We don't know what. It's not going to be an event. We haven't seen any of the sort of traditional invites go out around an event or anything like that. So it doesn't look like we're going to get a new video in December. It looks like we might just get a press release. And we don't know what it's about yet. So the thing that I'm hoping it's about, which is part of why we're bringing it up today with all the TV news, is new Apple TV hardware. I would like for there to be a stick option for the Apple TV. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one who wants that. But I don't want to buy one from Amazon if I don't have to. And I definitely would prefer a stick to the current box hardware that we have. So I like mine and I use mine regularly. But it might be nice to have something a bit more portable and a bit less expensive that I could use on a different television or use as a travel device when that becomes a thing again. So what do you guys think?
Do you know
what
I would like?
What?
I would like Samsung to update its software so that my 2016 television can have Apple TV baked in as an app.
That would be fantastic. The TV app.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Andrew, how about you? What are you hoping for tomorrow?
So, I automatically, like when I first heard of this rumor, I thought my mind immediately jumped to an Apple TV as well. However, there is still another piece of hardware that has been rumored about most of this year, and we haven't seen it yet, and that is AirTags.
Yes.
So maybe it would be one or the other, or maybe it could even be both. I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
I think we could see the Apple Studio headphones as well. It would make sense to release those.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, you might as well release them in December.
Mm-hmm. Very giftable.
So you could do a whole kind of Christmassy. These
updated
are the things you want to buy for Christmas.
Yeah.
You can watch Apple TV listening on your new head, you know, that kind of vibe.
Sure.
I can see that all fitting together, and but none of them really, and even the combination, really warrant a whole event.
Right.
So I can see that all coming out together in, you know, a couple of press releases.
I could see evolution on one or more things, but not revolution. So I think AirTags are going to be part of whatever the next video is.
Really?
Well, I feel like you can't just unleash a brand new thing out in the world and not give us all the messaging around it that you want us to have. So
yeah, that's a good point.
Show it off in action, or get Air Force One on the video to talk to us about why it's amazing or whatever. I don't think they would give us something brand new in a press release, that's all. Especially given that they appear anyway to have really dialed in that event video situation. So I feel like maybe we'll get one next spring when we normally get new iPads or whatever. Maybe we'll get something more then. I do think air tags are coming because it seems like we talked about this before the show. Tile has been really upset about the possibility that Apple is making air tags, and I feel like they wouldn't be that upset just on spec. So it seems like there must be more to that story. That's why I'm thinking we have a TV stick. Might be a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, like we were saying, Tile is engaged in lawsuits against Apple, mm-hmm. and they are anti-competitive in nature. Mm-hmm. And it'd be kind of weird if they did that, if they didn't know something that we don't. Exactly. Like, they must know that something is coming, otherwise they wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
But that's also, I really do hope that Apple TV comes up with kind of a stick, like the Fire TV stick,
yep.
or Roku. And I don't even have a TV. Like, my iPad is my TV, but I have still been hoping that they would do that.
So, Charlotte, do I get to okay boomer him now? Is that how this works?
No, you can okay millennial him. It's
okay
fine.
Millennial. All right. So a quick footnote for people who are fans of the show. You know that I sign off every day with be excellent to each other. And that phrase comes from the movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And if you are a person who enjoys that film or the second one or the third one, they have now decided to put out merchandise and you can buy a face mask that says be excellent to each other on it in a variety of different colors with a Wild Stallions logo on the bottom. All the money goes to charity, and it's a charity that buys meals from local restaurants and then gives them to frontline workers. So if you're interested in that, I will have a link to it in the show notes. It is billandtedsmerch.com. As you can imagine, I felt like it was my duty to buy these masks. They're super comfortable and I really like them, which is why I'm recommending them. They're not a sponsor or anything. I'm just letting people know that those exist, particularly if you think be excellent to each other is a really good piece of advice. So now you can give it to others when you go to the store. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks both of you for being here. Andrew, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, Kelly, thanks for having me as usual.
And Charlotte, thanks as always for being here.
Thanks so much for having me. And if you want more TV and media-y type news, there's going to be a new edition of Media Plus out Tuesday. And you can get it on Apple Podcasts and all the other podcast apps as well now. So come join me.
Absolutely do that. It's going to be a good show because I know who the guest is on the next episode. And so you should definitely check it out. I am your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.